All right, hello, hello, hello. Hey. Hi, Tim, it's Maya. I know, how do I, here, can I put you on hold? I'm gonna put my headphones on. All right. All right, how's that? Can you hear me? Oh, it's this way. Can you hear me? All right. Can you hear me? Hello? Yes. No, can you hear me? Yes, how about, hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
All right. How about that? Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Okay, sorry. I just had real trouble with the other studio. I had to just give up and move to the next studio.
That's strange.
I know. It's kind of, we call them gremlins. It's a really nice new production studio, and so far there's those gremlins that are making it a challenge.
I know an engineer who could help you with those.
He's in every night, but somehow we get new ones. It's this whole...
There's a guy in town who's losing his job with a local classic rock station.
Oh, is that Bryce? Who's that?
It is Bryce, yeah.
It is. Okay, his name is on the tip of our tongue. We're trying to...
You know, good.
Our engineer is 75. I know. We just panic at the thought of, oh my God, we can't lose you. But obviously he has the right to retire.
Between that and Quentin, with everything he's bringing, what energy? I mean.
Yeah, we have quite a staff here. It's really quite fun.
It is, I would imagine.
All right, so we'll just be short and sweet here.
What
we do here.
Good. I'm on a bit of a short timeline.
So. I know, me too. It's just hectic as crazy. School, it's move-in day here today, so the students are all
fun.
I was up early sending them documents like, here, do you need this? I know you guys are crazy. So.
Yeah, I have a friend in administration, and she's going nuts.
Yeah. So I'll edit this up. We'll just use the best 2 or 3 minutes, and we'll just sound brilliant.
Yes, of course.
Well, I always start with, tell me your name and your medium.
My name is Tim White. I'm a photographer and a writer.
And you have a really great selection of photographs up at the Duluth Art Institute. Tell us the name of the show, and I know we're coming to a close, but it's just that chance that people still have to see your work.
Yes, they do until September 2nd. The title is In and Out of Context.
Tell us a little bit about how this show came about and what's in it. How did this work come together?
It came about from a book that was funded by the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council of the same title. And we transferred that into a broader exhibition, including all the poets, writers, musicians who had been participants in that project.
And these photographs are primarily are black and white. And is that your primary focus, or do you do kind of all kinds of photography?
I work both in color and black and white, but I wanted a more unified tone to this show and for the book as well. Gave it a more simple element that I think worked well for the space and for the book.
Your photographs have that abstract quality where there's, you know, ambiguity, or you know, has that kind of a macro micro feel of what is this, or and so much kind of that level of interpretation that is rare in photographs. Talk about how that worked with the words.
Yeah, I'm happy that you saw that. There is an oscillation between near and far, remote and clear. I do work of recognizable, very simple things, but I hope that there's an ethereal quality that transcends their apprehension as objects, that there's something more that the viewer can bring to the photograph when my work is done. And the poetry worked very well with that. These are excerpts from other works And I didn't want either to limit the meaning of each. I wanted both to speak to each other in a sort of ambiguous relationship that I hope opens up room for interpretation by the people who view the work.
And it really does lend itself to, to more ideas coming forth when you combine, you know, different words and stories and texts and songs and poems and that thing with, a photograph that also is open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. There is a narrative thread. I mean, it's about the rise and fall of a relationship, but not in any literal sense. So ideally that allows the viewer and the reader to bring their experience to the work. I feel very strongly about audience engagement and how the works are received more than what I'm trying to say in any rhetorical way.
Talk about the title of the show and how that translates to the work and the overall theme.
The title sprung from the project itself. These were excerpts of poetry, of prose, of song that were taken from their original context and married to the images, which themselves were taken out of their own context. They were sequenced and ordered. Again, your question, Maya.
What was my question? I was really engrossed in the answer. I guess it was the title, In and Out of Context. Yeah.
The project defined the title. It was based on the fact that these were works taken from their original context and placed in this another context that you wouldn't immediately apprehend. That photography and imagery, while it's been done before, I hope we did it in a novel way. So it's a very descriptive title of just what the project was itself.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just wrap up with, it's exciting. The show's been up for a while and is coming to a close, and neat to see one of the people who contributed text to the show playing this week, and kind of neat to have an event. Will you be there? And how exciting is this to kind of have a neat a closing event, if you will?
Well, this is the fourth of our related events. We did a poetry slam, an artist talk, an ephemeral poetry event at the Lincoln Building last month. And Galen's performance will be kind of a capstone to the show, which I think is beautiful. I met Galen in 2013 in a blizzard up here and introduced myself to her. And she said, "You're not Tim White. My father's Tim White, and he's right over there." We share the same name. And I think of Bob Boylan when he chose her for the Tiny Desk series, describing the power of melody and the tremendous heartache in her poetry. And she was one of the persons that I immediately had hoped would be a participant in the book. Her work is wonderful, and I look forward to a great evening.
Oh, perfect. That was a perfect ending. Hey, Tim, I'll let you go. And this will air tomorrow and Friday, but tomorrow at least it'll be before the event. So have a
I hope you're able to make some hay of that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. Believe me, that was awesome. Ideas.
Well,
it's about ideas. And if you can share a few ideas, it always makes for great tape. So
it's about ideas, and it's about certainly not my own. It's what people bring to it that's more important to me than anything I'm trying to say.
I love that. All right. Well, I'll add the nitty gritty details about Thursday, and you have a great day.
You too. I appreciate it, and I'm going to make my appointment at 9:30. So.
Hey, thank you. Okay, bye bye.
Take care.